So to the question of what are the things that lay people can do? Because sometimes people will focus on what we can't, and then there's a sense of kind of fear.
Well,
and
we can do, we have so much stuff we can do in our church. I mean, the stuff that we're limited against, generally, if you're a lay person, you can do some deliverance, and you have, if you're the head of the household, you have authority over your household. You can anoint your children, you can anoint your wife, you can pray over them. You don't have authority to do exorcism. Nobody but a priest ordained by the bishop has that authority. And we have the long version of the St. Michael prayer. Most bishops don't allow their parishioners to pray that because it's an actual exorcism prayer. But everything else, I mean, we're allowed to use epiphany water, regular holy water, holy oil, exorcised salt, the palms from Palm Sunday, you know, all the sacramentals and sacraments of the Catholic Church are at our disposal. You know, there, I don't know how many different colors of scapulars there are. I said in an interview a few days ago, there's something like, seems like 20. You know, I've seen so many of them. You know, and every time I think I've seen them all, somebody's wearing a new one.
Yeah.
You know, but you've got all of those to use. You've got the Epiphany blessing on your house, you know, where you bless the outside door, and then you can do all the doors in your house. And then I recommend putting Epiphany water inside spray bottles. You feel something in my house, and I don't know what it is. Spray that Epiphany water everywhere. That demon does not want to get touched by that. You know, it's extreme holy water. You know, it's like thermonuclear holy water. And if you're thinking I can only get it at Epiphany, wrong. Look up the formula for your priest because he can do that blessing year round. You know, he can make, the only thing is he may not have time to do it. You know, priests are extremely busy. You have, he has to exorcise the salt, then he has to put it in the holy water or in regular water. And then it takes between 20 and 40 minutes to bless that. It's a very long prayer, you know, and then he has to bless chalk because you use the chalk to write over your doors and then you spray the Epiphany water everywhere, you know, but it's supposed to be that there were people that put that on their houses and their houses didn't burn in the LA fires.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that put that on their houses and then a tornado or hurricane goes through and destroys every house in the neighborhood except theirs. And that, that's a mighty prayer.
People don't realize how much that blessing goes with it, and we can't see it. So we think it's just, maybe some people think it's just like a nice gesture, but if we saw with spiritual eyes, we would see the power that comes with that blessing of protection or of other things.
Right. I try and bless my children every night. You know, I'm the head of the household. So I do the sign of the cross on their foreheads and I bless them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And people don't realize the power of that blessing. You know, it's like I'm keeping my children from having nightmares at night. And it's not the nightmares that their brain would conjure up. Everybody gets those. But it's stopping demons from being able to whisper in their ears. Yeah. I have a blessing that a priest gave me in 2011. An exorcist asked me at a conference, do you ever have dreams that you find really disturbing? Yeah. So he told me about the wounds of Christ blessing. You do it with holy water or holy oil, and you put the sign of the cross, and you bless yourself in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you put this on your forehead, both eyes, both ears, your nose, your mouth, your throat, the nape of your neck, over your heart, palms of both hands, tops of both feet, and the right side of your torso. Now, it sounds like a lot, but it takes about a minute to do. But if you're having crazy dreams at night and you're wondering, are these dreams satanic? Or is it just because I watched horror movies my whole life and Now I'm just having dreams of those horror movies. Well, do this blessing. And if all your bad dreams are gone, then it was demons whispering to you. If they're still there, then it's your brain. That's just what's happening. You know, maybe you can find a way to reprogram yourself, and so you'll have different dreams than what you're having. But demons can't speak through that which is holy. So if you're putting on the Wounds of Christ blessing, and suddenly all your horrible dreams go away, your sex dreams go away, your whatever it is that you're having that bothers you, if it goes away, demons were just torturing you, you know, and now they can't. You have to keep doing it. You're going to have to do it every night when you go to bed. But, I mean, how hard is that? Buy olive oil, have it blessed by your priest. Instant holy oil.
Is that what that blessing is called, the Wounds of Christ blessing, or does it have a specific name?
It's the Wounds of Christ blessing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for the effort that people have to try to have good sleep, I'm sure this is no effort at all. Anyway, it should be part of our regular routine.
And everything, I mean, if you have access to holy water and holy oil and exercise salt, why not cook with it? You know, if you think that, oh, I'm sure my husband or daughter or son or wife is possessed, why don't you cook with all that and see how they react to it? You know, if there's no reaction, there's a good chance they're probably not possessed.